Hello, this is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So Apple has already taken over the smartphone market. Its next mountain to climb is that of TV success. The company wants to make scripted shows for streaming only on its own terms. And it's got a message. Cool it with the swearing and violence, Hollywood. The details, but first, these tech headlines. SiriusXM agreed to buy online music firm Pandora for $3 billion as the satellite radio company looks to add streaming services to the increasingly competitive fight for listeners. The all-stock deal would create an audio entertainment company with a market value of around $30 billion, rivaling music streaming market leader Spotify. The Journal writes how the deal is expected to help Sirius expand its offerings beyond cars, where most satellite users listen, and to provide financial resources to Pandora as it tries to compete with on-demand music streaming rivals like Spotify and Apple Music. No lack of partnerships to go around. Apple and Salesforce say they have formed a deal intended to improve apps for business. The software as a service company Salesforce.com said in a release Monday that it would redesign its mobile app to incorporate Apple's native capabilities, such as Siri shortcuts, Face ID, and business chat. Shares of Salesforce rose 1.2% on Monday morning. The stock is up 54% so far this year. Apple stock this year up nearly 29%. Digital publisher Vox Media is expected to miss its revenue goal for this year by more than 15%, adding to the list of new media companies struggling to live up to lofty growth expectations. The company, which owns websites including Vox, The Verge, and SB Nation, discussed the expected miss at a Vox Media board meeting last week, as some investors grew concerned about the situation. A spokeswoman said it is too early to make predictions about 2018's final revenue because the fourth quarter is traditionally the largest by far for the company, as well as the digital media industry. It is yet another sign that the digital media is struggling to adapt as online ad growth is becoming harder to come by, especially as tech firms such as Facebook, Alphabet's Google, and Amazon corner the market. Coming up, Apple seeks TV success on its own terms, a look at how its brand image is ultimately calling the shots. According to the Journal, Apple wants to make scripted shows for streaming, but it doesn't want to risk its pristine brand image by including violence, politics, raw language, and risque storylines common to streaming powerhouses like Netflix and Amazon. Joining us now from our San Francisco bureau with more details is The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hey, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
So when you look at the success of a Netflix or, you know, Amazon's video streaming service, a lot of it has to do with this gritty envelope pushing programming. Edgy, I think, is the word they like using all the time. Apple is looking to take on this market, but it's got this brand and image to contend with. So how does Apple strategize its TV success and walk that line?
Apple's in the process of sorting that out. Honestly, when they first began making the rounds in Hollywood and talking to agents and creators about the type of content they were looking for, they said, look, bring us anything and everything. And over the course of the next 6 to 8 months, they began to change their tune and say, bring us anything and everything, so long as it doesn't have gratuitous violence, sex, or nudity, or graphic language. And that really kind of illustrates the way that they're thinking about this and how their thinking is changing.
Right. So I see here they are, you know, obviously taking the other road, and they bought more than a dozen shows favoring family-friendly fare. Like what? Do we have a sense of the kind of programming we might be able to expect?
You know, I think we can look at some of the early shows that they've signed and get a feel for the type of approach they're taking. And one of the things that they picked up pretty early was Amazing Stories, a reboot of a serial that Steven Spielberg developed in the 1980s. And just so you have a feel for their vision for that. I mean, they really want to be true to the original kind of 1980s broadcast television production of it. They took two of the people who were involved in that project initially and pushed them out of the project, in part because they were looking to go in a little bit of a darker direction, a little bit more of a Black Mirror type approach. And Apple really prefers kind of a more wholesome program, according to people who are working on that project.
Right. And we've kind of seen this movie before, so to speak. Hollywood is not without its challenges. We've seen big tech try to take it on time and again, and they're often humbled. You know, they learn the hard way that it is very true that it's a tough business. So what other challenges do you think Apple might have to contend with here?
In the course of reporting on this, one of the things I was really struck by was the experience of Coca-Cola in the 1980s when they owned Columbia Pictures. It's kind of a forgotten piece of business history, but Coke and owning Columbia really found that all of a sudden its core business, making soft drinks, was overshadowed by the small business making movies. And when they made the movie Ishtar and it was a complete flop, that was all that a lot of people in the public focused on and a lot of people in the business press focused on. It seemed to be kind of a way to look at Coke as being somewhat of a failure at a time it was really succeeding and doing quite well from a business perspective. And when I spoke to Peter Seely, who worked at Coke at the time, about that, he just made the point that everything the lights shine bigger in Hollywood. And as a result, you know, one of the things that Apple may have to contend with as it moves in this direction is just that there's a lot more scrutiny and awareness of what it's doing in Hollywood than there is in other lines of its business. Even, for example, Apple Music doesn't quite get the same attention that this Hollywood project will.
Very interesting. And, you know, smartphones, as we, you know, continue to say on the podcast, the market is stagnant. Apple is not just a Netflix. It's an everything, right? It tries to be. The stakes are way higher. And so having said that, how central is Hollywood and these new TV projects? How central are they to Apple's future?
This is really about deepening the relationship that Apple has with its customers. I mean, we're seeing a period where smartphone sales are stagnating, sales of the iPhone are slowing down, and Apple's looking to offset that by its services business, which this television project would fit into. One of the things this can do is help persuade people to sign up for other subscriptions with Apple. For example, if they bundled it with iCloud, you could get a situation where you could pay a little more for iCloud, but you also get to watch these TV shows as part of that payment package and that monthly payment fee. We've seen that with Amazon. Part of the advantage of Amazon Prime is it makes that Amazon Prime membership that you pay annually, you know, one of the appealing things you get, or one of the extra bonuses of paying that, is you get all the television programming that Amazon offers. And we're seeing this across a multitude of tech.
Very good. It's still in the early stages. It'll be interesting to see how this goes big picture. Trip, thanks as always for the latest.
Thanks, Tanya.
Great. And that is Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.